music. What do you say? I'm going to want to have a ball in the back. Here, brother. Appreciate you being here. All right, are you ready to get back in the book of Revelation and say amen?
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Chapter 7. Now, I'm going to do just a real quick review. And actually, I got a few responses on Facebook and said, how come you were not on camera? We didn't see you last week. I got one response from Miami, Florida. Said, where were y'all at? I said, listen, we don't live in Miami, Florida. We get snow and we get ice in Louisville, Kentucky. Thank you. If I had a church in Miami, Florida, we probably wouldn't cancel it except when a hurricane came through and destroyed it. So, send me a note from Miami. So, well, y'all canceling for the weather up there. What's wrong? It's 82 degrees down here. Jeez, give me a break. All right. Now, 2 weeks ago, very big controversy, a lot of different opinions about the 144,000 that's mentioned in the 7th chapter. We talked about this, and we're going to touch on it just real quick here. And we can continue on with chapter 7. After these things, I saw four angels standing on four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, and the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Just refresh your memory real quick. 2 weeks ago I told you, probably during sometime within the first few months of the tribulation, believe me, weather's going to play a big role in what's going to happen during this 7 years. There's going to be a lot of things that's going to happen. And all basically, God says, calm the weather for a moment. Stop the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the earthquakes. Bring everything to a calm for a moment. And there's a reason for that. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of the tribe of the children of what?
Israel.
Now, I told you 2 weeks ago, a lot of people and a lot of different religions, necessarily not Christian religions, surely, but a lot of different religions claim that they have some type of plane to that 144,000. That some of them will be a part of that 144,000. That they were strictly chosen by God. Now, these people are chosen by God, but they're Jewish people. I don't care what anybody says on the face of this planet. It's simple, simple, simple that the 144,000 are going to be Jewish people during the time of the tribulation. Not only does it say children of Israel, which means obviously they are Jews, but keep in mind all of us Christians are going to be raptured at the sound of the trumpet, what we call the rapture of the church. And when that happens, I've taught you this now, once that happens, then the 7-year tribulation begins. And all of a sudden, the Jewish people are going to realize that they were wrong about Jesus. Now, they all believe in the name of Jesus, the person of Jesus, but they never acknowledged him as the Son of God. They acknowledged him as a good person. Now that millions of people have been raptured from this planet and have gone home to be with the Lord, they're going to realize that they made a mistake. Now, they're going to be part of the group left behind for this tribulation to begin. But what's going to happen is they're going to take over the role of the evangelisms that Christian people do now on this planet. That's what we are as Christians. We are evangelists as well, as we live our faith before other people. Now, part of that group, this 144,000, is sealed. The weather's been calmed. And these people have received the mark on their heads, the seal of Christ. And they've been set aside to be the evangelists for the 7 years. Now, you remember this teaching 2 weeks ago. That's what I talked about. Just give you a quick rehearsal to understand that this is who these 144,000 people. I've got more emails on this 144,000 than I have everything else. Everybody's got an opinion. But I'm telling you, it's as clear as the nose on your face. If anybody else besides Jewish people claim this, they don't know what they're talking about. Because it says, it's part of Israel. These are Jewish people. Everybody understand? Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, now Larry, here we go. Now we're going to skip. Let's go on again, little Larry. This is just the numbers of the tribes, and we're not going to get into all of that. All right, one more time, please. All right, verse 9. And after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude. Now, this is where we're going to begin today. Which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, people, tongues, stood now before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. So, Larry, let's go, please. And all of the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the thrones on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto God forever and ever. Amen. Now, chapter 7 talks about two groups. 144,000, we just mentioned. There's also another group. You need to understand there are going to be, we have not got to the mark of the beast yet, the 666, but let me just tell you this. There are going to be people during this 7 year tribulation that will not bow down and honor the Antichrist. And they're going to be killed. They're going to die. They're going to be martyred. They're going to be slaughtered. He's going to come after them with a vengeance. And as soon as they take their last breath, who do you think they're going to join in heaven? Us. This is what this is talking about. Now, we're going to notice that some more people have joined us. It's going to be every faith, every tongue, every gender. And this is going to be maybe by the thousands and maybe by the millions that will refuse to take the life of peace and will not bow down to the Antichrist. The difference between that group and us is that they're going to die. And it's going to be a horrible death that some of these people are going to have to go through because they will not follow the Antichrist. And now they're in heaven, and now they're singing. And look, all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders, and the four beasts fell before the throne on their faces. And they did what? They worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, might be under God forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. And they're singing with a loud voice because they are now in heaven.
Amen.
Wow. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? Who else has said white robes? We are. But these are those which came out of the great tribulation. How did they come out of the great tribulation? Because they were saved. They were killed. Beheaded. We're talking about men, women, children. Because they would not bow down to the Antichrist. Now, here's what I want us to see on this side of this for a moment. There's no reason for anybody to have to go through this. But there are going to be millions that are going to have to go through this. We're on this side of the trumpet sounding. You've got family. You've got friends. They need to be in church. They need to be serving God. They need to be knowing Jesus Christ. Because if not, this is what they're facing. This should inspire us. The fact that we're saved, going, we're going to be saved from this kind of mess. And believe me, as we get farther into the book of Revelation, believe me, this is going to be a mess. If they would only believe. If they'd only believe. Because one day he's going to rise again. He has. The last part of that song is he's coming again. He's coming for you. He's coming for me. If you're watching me by internet, the only way that you're going to take this journey with us at the sound of the trumpet is if you believe in Jesus. Do you believe in him? Do you know him? Have you accepted him? Do you live for him? It's not just to say, I know the name of Jesus. It's not that simple. Everybody knows the name of Jesus. But do you believe in him? If you're following me and watching me being that, let me tell you, you can accept Jesus Christ no matter where you're at. You can be in bed, you can be in prison, you can be in the hospital, you can be on your deathbed. But all you've got to do is say, Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I thank you for forgiving me of my sin. And from this day forth, I want to live with you. And no matter where you're at, in the darkest of the hours, if you do that, Jesus will come into your life, he'll change your life, he'll save your life. And when that trumpet sounds, if you're living, you will fly off this planet faster than you can blink your eyes and say goodbye to what all this world is about. You watch the TV, you read the newspapers, you listen to radio, you watch the internet, you'll see this world is going downhill, it's going downhill fast. I can't wait till the trumpet sounds. I can't wait till I fall off this planet. Because I won't need dialysis no more. I won't need anything. Because I'll be with Jesus forevermore and evermore and evermore. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Amen. You got to believe that. You got to live that. Brother Larry. And therefore are they before the throne of God. Serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Hallelujah. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Let me tell you, when these people refuse to take the mark of the beast, they're not going to be able to go to the grocery store. They're not going to be able to buy food. They're not going to be able to buy water. They're going to be hunted down like dogs. This is why this says they're no longer hungry anymore. They're no longer thirsty anymore. They no longer don't have a roof over their head. Because now they're with God for eternity and eternity. And one of these days they're going to walk on the streets of gold with all of us who knew him. Understand this right now. No matter what kind of hell you're going through, no matter what you think you may be facing, and I don't care whether or not you're hungry or thirsty or whatever your need is, there's going to come a day, one day, that you're going to look back and you're going to say, I'm in no need no more because I'm at home in heaven. I'm with Jesus. I'm not going to worry about food, water. How many of you got an LG&E bill? There are no LG&E bills in heaven, huh? We don't want to handle a lot of that. You're not going to have to work 15, 60 hours a week. You're not going to have to worry about this or worry about that. All that's going to be taken care of because Jesus is taking care of that for you. Amen. Whatever trials, whatever worries, whatever you have to deal with on this planet, one day, folks, Jesus is going to wipe it all clean and take away every pain, hurt, hospital visit, wherever it is. Young lady, we ain't going to have to worry about it no more. Because you know what? I'm going to get a new body. I mean, you know, my body's okay. My body's okay, isn't it? Pretty muscular. You wait till I get my new body. That's right. I'm going to look like this one. That's right. He's got a new body. Look at his new body, huh? That's right. I ain't going to have to worry about diet. cholesterol, any of that kind of stuff. I'm not going to need a nurse, Marcia. Thank you. But you're not going to need one either, are you, kiddo? That's right. Give Lord a hand of applause.
That's what it's about. And why? Because Jesus loved me. Jesus loves you. He's with you through thick and thin. He's with you through it all. Never forget. A few moments after this invitation hymn, we're going to have a Lord's Supper. And it's all about remembering what Jesus did for you. Always remember, whatever Jesus did, He did it for you. He did it because He loved you. He did it because He cared for you. Never forget. Never forget. Never forget. Stand with me, please. So you get a smile and every time. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Your Spirit is in this place. Your amazing grace is in this place. Your presence is in this place. Father, I pray for every person and every family here. And if there be one today that is lost and has never publicly acknowledged their need for Jesus, today's the day. Nobody's promised tomorrow. You're not even promised the next minute. You need to be ready today. Maybe it's been a while since you've lived for the Lord. Maybe you need a quiet time at this altar. Listen, come home to Him. He's going to welcome you. He's going to forgive you. He's going to put you back on your feet. He's going to say, welcome home. Welcome home. I'm here to pray with you for something you need me to pray with you about. But most of all, if you're lost, this is your day. Don't put it off for next Sunday. Don't put it off a month from now. Don't say you've got the rest of your life. Because I'm here to tell you, you don't have the rest of your life. Even if you're young, I promise you the trumpet's getting ready to sound. It's in the hands of Jesus. It's ready. Father, bless these moments. We need you. We need you every hour. Be with us. Guide us as a church. May your word get out across this globe through this internet that you are alive. You are well, and you're coming again. Father, wake some people up, because some people need to be awoken. They need to be, Father, brought to their knees, if you will. They need to wake up and understand Jesus is coming. We thank you, Father, for your grace today, your amazing grace. In Jesus, in His precious and holy name, we pray. And everyone said, Stephanie, what's our invitation?
307.
307, as we sing, we invite you to come.